email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, did you know that this month is the 10th anniversary of the Irish citizenship ceremonies? They were introduced by Alan Shatter back in 2011. And since then, 150,000 people from 180 countries have received Irish citizenship. The latest one was done virtually on the 27th of April, 2021, obviously due to COVID-19. And I'm joined now by two of those new Irish citizens. Coincidentally, both of them are wonderful musicians. We have Shahab Cuhi in studio. How are you doing, Shahab?
Great. Thanks very much.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And you've brought with you
my instrument, my santur.
Your santur, more about that in a moment.
Sure.
And down in a booth somewhere, we have singer Camille O'Sullivan.
Hey.
Hey. Hi, Camille.
I'm still delighted to become a citizen.
You're in my ears. Yeah, I can hear it. Thanks so much for coming in. I'll start with you, Camille, if you don't mind.
Okay.
So I just presumed you were Irish. I knew you had an interesting, you know, heritage, but I just presumed you were Irish. But I presumed
wrong. So did I.
Did you? Right, okay.
So basically, I came here when I was 3 months old. My mum is French and my dad is third generation Irish. Nobody came back except for my father. We were born in London when we were little, my sister and I. And he wanted us to be brought up in Cork. And he naturalised after I was born. So this became a long journey of becoming a citizen. And I kind of foolishly thought I was for a long while, and because I was, you know, doing votes for elections and stuff. But it was at a time when I was supporting a lot of the campaigns for some amendments.
Yes.
And the guy said, "Oh, Camille, I'm so sorry, but you can't." And that really threw me, because sometimes I was touring out of the country and I didn't realise that was the case. So
Okay, let's go back to the beginning then. So so travelling outside the country, what passport were you using?
I had a British and a French one.
Okay.
So I had that, and I used to be embarrassed. I used to cover them in, you know, those fake Irish passports you could get.
So you put an Irish passport cover on a British passport.
Yeah, the passport people always loved me.
Okay, I'm sure that's a crime somewhere.
Well, they sell it as a thing. You take it off when you go to
course,
the thing.
Yes, of course. I jest. So I got a hint of sort of a little bit annoyed with your dad, because if he had naturalised before you were born, this wouldn't have been an issue.
No, it wouldn't. And I spent a long kind of time going to different buildings, trying to find out what I could do. And it came out anyway at the end, because they had to look for my dad's stuff that I couldn't. So that kind of sent me on a journey of having to, of course, you have to make quite a large payment. I didn't have that money at the time. And then go and get all your information for proof. And that was a bit of a difficult thing. Like, people were very helpful, but because I was a touring artist, then they said you mightn't be able to actually get a citizenship because you're out of the country more than 40 days a year.
Right.
So there was this whole thing. So, you know, it was a good kind of 4 year kind of process, you know.
Right. Well, congratulations. You're now an Irish citizen. I won't ask you your age.
Definitely don't. Yeah. Old enough to know better, but really happy.
Shahab, can I ask you your age?
Of course. Yes. 26.
26. Okay. And you're originally from Iran.
Yes.
How long are you in Ireland?
9 years now.
Okay.
Yes.
And just explain why you came and who came before you and who was with you and all that.
At the moment, I'm living with my parents and my brother. But my dad had been living in Ireland before we all moved to Ireland.
Right.
And we joined him in 2012.
Okay. And what age were you when you came over?
17.
17. Okay, yeah. So you were getting stories about this country from your dad then?
Yes.
What was he saying?
Well, the first story that I got and my first kind of impression from Ireland was the game between Iran and Ireland in 2000.
Oh yes, it was a qualifier.
Like
it was a big game. Yeah,
and yes, and that was my kind of first picture of Ireland.
Right.
You know?
So what
we sadly lost the match.
But we've the best fans in the world.
Well, I was wearing I was wearing the Irish jersey.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, because my dad sent me the jersey.
Did he? Right?
Yeah,
you're a brave man.
Yeah, and I was supporting Iran but wearing Irish jersey.
Yeah. Because their colours are green and white as well, are they?
Yes. They sometimes
wear green and white. Yeah. Okay. Now, as I said in the introduction, you're a talented musician.
Thank you.
And in Iran, you can go to a music school for secondary school.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, there's a special school that you can go and study music. Only music. Well, you will study mathematics and science and other stuff, but your main focus would be music.
Right.
They train you to be a musician.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so at the end of that, then, do you go on to a third level and do more music?
Yes, or? You can if you want, yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't get to that stage. You know.
And there'll be a national orchestra with her?
Yes, there's a symphony orchestra and there's a national orchestra as well.
And you would have at some stage aspired to be part of that, would you?
Yes, if I had stayed in Ireland, in Iran, and I studied in Iran. So
okay.
Yes.
So you came over here when you were 17. That's an odd time to come over because I'm sure you had a lot of mates and everything back in Iran.
Yeah, I still do have a few friends, but I think I have more friends in Ireland than in Iran at the moment. You know.
Okay. Where do you call home?
That's a very difficult question, you know, because when I go back to Iran, I'm telling my grandmom and grandfather that I want to go home. And they're like, you're home. Yes. I said, no, I want to go home. Yeah. And they're like, okay, home. Yes. And then when I'm living in Ireland, they say, I want to go to Iran, which is home. You know.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know which one is home. I think they're both are home.
It's exciting.
Yeah, it's nice to have two homes.
Yeah, it is nice, yeah. Camille, what was the virtual ceremony like?
It was really moving, actually. I mean, I cry at the best of times, but I felt very honoured and privileged. And I loved seeing all the, you know, Jahab's music was so beautiful at that event. And then the Gardaí band were playing. We had to stand while they made us sing the anthem. And then we all stood for the ceremony to repeat our citizenship. And there was different stories, all these different people, and for all very different reasons, wanting to become Irish. And it was just, I mean, I was kind of floored by it. And it was a really special day, you know, really special, you know.
And you did it from the comfort of your sitting room.
Yeah, I had to sing a song myself.
Right.
And I kind of like, you know, hiding. I've enjoyed hiding away, I think. But it was so unusual. And my partner was coming in and out, kind of hearing me sing the anthem, going, what is she doing now? The cat was looking, going.
And did he photobomb it?
I'm not sure. I think he might have done it by mistake at one stage.
I recognise your man. Oh, that's your man from Love, eh? I know that guy. He stole your thunder a bit,
well,
maybe.
Yeah, you know,
no, he'd never do that. And we've had Justice Brian McMahon on the show. He's a lovely man.
Oh, he was so lovely.
He presided over the whole thing. Yeah,
we have lots of jokes and fun. It was such a friend. And the thing that people kept on saying who were talking is how friendly the Irish were and how happy they were. Yeah. And it just made you, like, I'm such a proud Irish person anyway, but to hear that was just made it so special.
And did it make a difference to you? Do you feel different now?
I really do.
Oh, yeah.
I was texting everybody. I mean, there's a few people. Like, my mother was so embarrassed, going, I hate you going on. Everybody would think you were pretending to. I said, I'm Irish, you know. And my friends, a lot of them didn't know. And they, you know, who've been friends for many years with me. And I really felt it made a difference. Like, I was proud before, but now I can really kind of say it. And, you know, you tour the country, you represent your country many times at sometimes embassies and meeting people. And I'm always, you know, I'm a Cork girl, so I'll talk and talk, but I, you know, always champion home. And
with your British and French passports.
Yeah. And even hearing Jahab saying that about where you're from, because when I first came over, I would be very Irish, but, you know, people were saying, oh, you're from England or you're French or whatever. But, you know, to have it in a form, you know, like a certificate, and the day it arrived, and I was kind of overwhelmed. So it meant a lot, you know.
So what did you sing?
I sang actually a song, All You're Dreaming Of, which is something I heard from Liam Gallagher, funnily enough. And I suppose, you know, they asked me why I was singing that. And it was just a song I heard last year. And this kind of was a bit of a dream for me. And I think for many, that's what they said too. So that's why, you know.
Right, okay. And you played this particular instrument?
Yes, but I didn't play the instrument at the ceremony, but they played the music.
Oh, they played the video.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Which was great.
So the santur, it's a stringed instrument.
Yes.
How would you describe it to people?
Well, santur, it's an Iranian instrument, but the equivalent to santur in Europe would be cymbal and hammered dulcimer, which you have in Romania and Hungary.
Is it like a xylophone then for us? No, not
a xylophone, but with the strings and two hammers.
Two hammers.
And yeah, the sound of it is a little bit more delicate, I would say.
Is it like a sort of deconstructed piano nearly?
It's the action of the piano, the inside of the piano. Yes. Because you have the hammers and
the strings. Give us a blast of it there. That's lovely. I was really transported there. That's the thing about music, Camille, isn't it? It sort of breaks down borders.
Well, it does. You know, I mean, listening to, I was saying to the researcher, I said, I'd love to sing a song with Chahab. I'm so moved by his music. You know, it's these two new citizens.
But you say it a week ago, we could have arranged something.
I'm sorry. We will come back. But you know, the thing of Bill, you know, I was thinking, what is that name for building spirit loss or spirit less?
Oh, yes.
You know, but it really was, when you hear it, it, as you
there's
say,
there's something
transports.
Magical about it. Yeah there is something lovely about it. Yeah.
Thank you.
And is it sounds plaintive. Is it always played in a plaintive way?
Yes. Well, I use different techniques when I play in the band because I kind of have to adjust my sound with the banjo and double bass and my brother. But yeah, the kind of the nature of this instrument is very melancholic and very soft, you know.
Yes, yeah, yeah. The band you speak of is Nava.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's there's your brother, obviously, originally from Iran as well.
And then two
Irish guys.
Yeah, Niall Hughes and Paddy Kiernan, who are very good musicians.
Yeah, so it's sort of Irish-Iranian fusion.
Exactly, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And we have some just so people... just
please.
People,
Yeah.
Papu Polka.
Yeah, that's...
Hold on, sorry.
I can give you a little bit of information.
Not ready to dance yet.
not ready for polka yet.
I'm ready.
Give me the nod when you're...
It's a piece that my brother composed and it's actually inspired by a Kurdish melody combined by an Irish polka.
Right.
So the rhythm is polka, but the melody is Kurdish.
Kurdish.
Kurdish from Kurdistan.
Oh, yeah.
From that kind of...
Kurdish, sorry.
So...
Yeah, so the Papu Polka.
Enjoy it, yeah.
Can I do it now?
Of course. Go ahead. Yes. You're ready for dance?
Yeah. Yes.
That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah. We must get you in live.
Sure.
Will you do that for us?
Of course.
Yeah. And then we'll have Camille on as well. Yay. And she'll say...
I'll dance the polka and I'll...
You'll still have to sing along. You'll have to sing along as well. This could be the beginning of something beautiful.
Sure.
Couldn't it? Yeah. Yeah. How was lockdown for you, Camille? Because as you said already, you didn't get much opportunity to sing publicly.
No. I think it's like for everybody, of course, it's devastating, to be out of work. You know, it reminded me actually, 20 years ago, I had a kind of situation after a car crash, I had to learn how to walk again. And just the whole thing of kind of your life being upside down. And then suddenly you separate the wheat from the chaff and you see what's really important to you. So this beginning of doing like work being taken and just being scared, I suppose, at the start, it was really about, I was so happy just to keep in touch with friends and family and that people were safe. And then I did a few online gigs. I was asked to kind of do one and I thought, I'll make it a day in the life. So I did it kind of at home, little videos, but it was kind of bonkers where I was in my rollers or dancing on the table or I was kind of at home in a situation, a risk situation. I couldn't go out. So I kind of bought a tent online and made a festoon garden and made it and then went completely like it was I was kind of having a mid midlife crisis. So the pandemic happened at the same time. So I was learning how to hula hoop, roller skate, sew clothes badly, and tried to do yoga and exercise, and then switched that to chocolate and drinking. And then,
And you're nearly at the other side.
But what amazes me, why it reminded me of the accident was, you know, now I'm feeling like the light's at the end of the tunnel, but I'm a bit scared to go back into real life. Yeah. And when people ask me, because gigs are lined up at the end of the year and stuff, and I'm like, I quite like being in my home alone, cleaning it. And, you know, I've cleaned it so many times now, but I think definitely, like, recently I went, I asked Fergal, who I work with, to go into studio, because I don't play an instrument, I was like, who am I now? So we went in and I just asked my parents, what songs do you like? My sister, what songs? My friends. And we just went in and recorded like 100 songs over like 10 days. And it was just, you know, as you said about, you know, going into a venue, it was just brilliant to go, oh, that's what I do.
That's what you do, you know?
But everybody's going through stuff. So that kind of weird situation, you know, you see restaurants close down and things, you're just like really feel for everybody, you know?
Isn't it, that's a real thing. And it's been written about in the papers, and I've chatted at home with Jenny about it.
Yeah.
This sort of re-emerging after lockdown, and there's fear involved and anxiety involved with that.
Yeah.
Because we've been doing this like on and off for 15, 16 months, and it is, whether you like it or not, it's the normal that we've got very used to.
Yeah.
And it's safe, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very safe.
It is.
I drove into town this morning and I was sort of a little bit tetchy, you know, because it's the first time I've been in town in an awful long time, you know?
Yeah, I think it's funny. It's just, I suppose it just throws things on its head. You know, I loved hanging out with my seven, like I'm coming, you know, like everybody else exhausted. But I suppose, you know, when your work has been so much part of your life, and then for a moment you just go, you're scared of things, but also you're just questioning what makes you happy, you know, what really, you know. And I'm finding for myself personally, you know, the first time I kind of saw my friends again, I was just, and also I'm not really sure how to interact with people. I'm gabbling away like this now, like you know what I mean? You're just so excited. I'm so excited. Like the lady up in RT, I couldn't even go, like the lady in reception, I was so happy to see her, you know, so.
Julie, I'm sure she was happy to see
you.
She's
so gorgeous.
She's a lovely woman, yeah. The thing that's emphasised at the citizenship ceremony is, do not forget your past and bring it to us and share it with us.
Mm.
And Shahab, that's hugely important. And you're doing it in a real way, aren't you?
Yes, I'm trying to kind of bring my own music and my own heritage to Irish music. And it's been very kind of uplifting for me to do that.
And for everybody you encounter, I would imagine. Hopefully, and we'll have a richer, you know, culture at the end of it all.
I think it's a different narrative to Irish music and different outlook to it, which is always good to have different kind of...
And is it, I don't know, you've studied music, I don't know, maybe Camille, you know this, but can they all be traced back to one origin? A lot of traditional folk music.
I don't know. Well, you see, because I came at a strange way, I was an architect, switched into music without any training. Right. So I'm a chancer in many regards.
Maybe Shahab might know.
Well, I've worked with a lot of musicians from all over the world, and there are similarities between folk music from every single country in the world.
Mm. Yeah.
And I imagine there used to be a day where the music sounds very similar to each other. But Irish music is particularly similar to Iranian and Indian music because of the history of this country.
Yeah.
You know, you could hear, and of course the language as well.
And how about us? Tell us about us. How good are we?
You're great.
No.
Like, so
I know. It's not Irish at all.
I'm one of you now. So.
I'm joking. But it's been a positive experience for you.
Very positive. Yes, positive. And like, even my colleagues in the band, they're very humble, very compromising, and very... very easy to work with, and I'm very happy, you know. I think I'm the man who's very hard to work with. They're tolerating me. You know, I'm trying to become like them. You know?
Right. Well, more easygoing, isn't
it? More easygoing, less serious.
Yeah. It's only music.
They're very chill, you know. I'm not, you know.
Yeah, if you miss a note, just put an old diddly eye in there. It'll be fine. Yeah. Well, listen, great to talk to you both, and I'm looking forward to the collaboration. It's all about collaborations now.
Definitely.
So Camille featuring Shahab or whatever, Nava
definitely.
Featuring Camille, any sort of permutation there. Shahab, good to see you.
Thank you very much.
Do you want to hear another little bit, maybe before we go? Do you want to? Yeah, Camille, we played another little bit.
Yeah.
On the sand tour.
Sure.
Here we go. perfectly bookended. Thanks, Shahab. Shahab Cuhi and Camilo Sullivan, thank you very much. And congratulations on your Irish citizenship.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.